Shannon, you're on the other side of the rivalry.
Yeah.
How's it feel?
It feels great, man. I don't know what the feeling is. Gonna feel like when I get back, you know, to the Staples Center or when they come here. But it feels great to be a son, and hopefully huge things are on the horizon for us.
You think you have something to prove to the Lakers?
Not necessarily nothing to prove. Just want to beat them. Just want to beat them bad. I think they know. As far as my abilities, they know what I can do. But I just want to beat them.
Obviously, you haven't been here that long. What's the difference in the locker room atmosphere and being around these guys versus last year?
You definitely form relationships with every team that you're with, and this is like my fourth or fifth team, in about 6 years. So I'm definitely, building that camaraderie and that chemistry with everybody. And we have a great group of guys, in this locker room. And I think we can come together and we can do some special things and shock a lot of people.
Who's one of your biggest mentors while you were in L.A.?
Everybody that was around me. I learned a lot from Coach Phil. I learned a lot from Kobe. I learned a lot from Derek Fish. I learned a lot from all them guys. Everybody I'm around, I try to learn something and take something, positive from them so it could benefit me in my everyday life.
So, is it weird just walking in the building and
knowing that you're seeing that? Nah, it wasn't weird. It was actually great, man. It felt great. It's a new beginning for me. And, I think I can help this team out a whole lot, with things that, that I bring to the basketball court. And so just looking for huge things, to happen. And for the implementation of our defense, we know we can score points, but, with our defense, hopefully we can get some stops, man. And, we can scare a lot of people.
What do you like about Coach Turner's defense, kind of his scheme?
I mean, it's just the implementation of it anyway, bringing, that defensive presence, that defensive mind to the game. If we get a couple stops, like I say, obviously we can score, but we get a couple stops and keep those guys, from scoring a lot of points, we can win a lot of games and, scare a lot of people and make it far into the playoffs.
How's the competition been going with you and Jared, kind of?
It's funny because people look at it as competition. I look at it as playing basketball and getting better. It's no competition. Both of us is going to get better. We're going to make each other better. And, that's how I look at it.
You mentioned you learned a lot from Phil while you were time in L.A. How's Coach Gentry different?
Phil is more laid back. He's sitting in his chair and, tell us what we need to do and, oversee it and watch it. We go out there and get it done. Coach Gentry is more active. He expresses, his feelings and what he wants to get done. And, that's great. He has no problem with it. And, I like Coach Gentry as a coach. He's a good guy.
Is it going to be nice not hearing that whistle from the bench when you're out on the floor?
Yeah, it's definitely going to feel nice to, I guess not look over your shoulder or whatever the case is. But, it's fun, man. I can't wait to, get out there and, get the first preseason game and then the real season started.
What went into your decision to choose Phoenix over
San Diego? It was just the best situation for me, the style of play, the players, the coaches, the GMs, everybody, the owners felt like, they wanted me here. It made me feel real welcome. So, I felt it was the best opportunity to come out and display my game.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks, coach.
Good luck, Shannon.
Yep. Thank you.